track three, and here's the first of the headline stories about the cinema plans being in turmoil yet again. Plans for a new cinema in the centre of Newton Abbot have been thrown into turmoil again amid concerns about the size of the proposed new building. Teignbridge Council's executive will debate the controversial plans next week, and if they follow the advice of their planning officers and cut the size of the planned new cinema, a would-be operator has said it will withdraw, leaving the plans in limbo again. The cinema is seen as a central part of the project to regenerate the town centre using money from the government's levelling up funds. However, the scheme is already months behind schedule. The National Arc Cinema Group was reported to be interested in running the six-screen cinema, but if the council reduced plans to four screens, Arc is likely to pull out. It says a four-screen venue would not allow it to compete with neighbouring multiplex cinemas in Torbay and Exeter. Now Teignbridge's executive faces some tough decisions over the future of the cinema. Objectors were up in arms when plans were first unveiled, as the striking new box building finished just feet from the existing Market Hall, a listed building. They said it was too big and dominant on the street. A report to the executive says there are serious financial implications in rethinking the plans, including jeopardising a £9 million grant from the government. Delays could also see costs escalating. Another risk is that an amended scheme might not be supported by planning officers or councillors. The delays would add at least 7 months to the project, meaning the cinema wouldn't be finished until April 2026. The council says it doesn't intend to build the cinema without having a tenant signed up, although this could cause yet more delays. The council will look at options including pressing on with the six-screen cinema against the advice of its own planning officers. This would allow ARC to stay in the picture. It could also pursue an alternative project with the money, although Levelling Up Fund has urged councils to avoid delays. Other options include refurbishing the Alexandra Cinema and exploring options for a block which was until recently occupied by Wilco. The cinema could even be scrapped completely, and the council could ask the Levelling Up Fund if it can go ahead with the town's Market Hall and Queen Street projects without it. There is also the nuclear option of abandoning the entire group of projects covering cinema, Market Hall and transport elements. But the report warns this option would deprive Newton Abbot of the investment and regeneration it thoroughly deserves to unlock its true potential.
New lift woes continue at Dawlish. New lifts are still out of action at Dawlish railway station. The long-awaited lifts were only open for a few hours before a fault meant they had to shut. Contractors working on the station, part of the overall multi-million pound scheme to upgrade the station facilities and protect the coastal line, announced the lifts were due to be open to the public for the first time. But just hours later, a further update informed station users that a problem had been found. To ensure no one with limited mobility became stuck, it was decided both lifts would close. The opening took place at about 6 a.m. on the same day Storm Babette swept across the region. Network Rail said work was underway to fix the fault, but there had been no further update since. A spokesman said, "We're working to fix a fault in one of the lifts at Dawlish Station. We're very sorry for any inconvenience. We are in a bedding in period with a new footbridge and are working to solve the issue as soon as we can. Thank you everyone for your continued patience and support." News of the opening, the first time in the station's history it had lifts, had delighted residents and rail users, but was quickly followed by disappointment. So far, there has been no explanation of what has caused the failure, and it has not been operational since. Work started on the accessible footbridge and lifts last year in a bid to improve access for passengers with mobility issues, those using pushchairs or carrying heavy luggage. This was thought to have been the first time lifts had been installed at the station since it was built in the 1840s.
Dawlish Bowls Club faces lease problem. Bowlers in Dawlish are facing an uncertain future as efforts to negotiate a new lease may leave them open to huge repair bills. Dawlish Bowling Club says it is looking at footing the bill for repairs and ongoing maintenance to its clubhouse and green on the lawn in Dawlish if it accepts the terms of a new lease agreement. It says Teignbridge Council is insisting on a lease which would leave the club financially responsible. But a survey carried out for landlords Teignbridge Council has said at least £30,000 worth of work is needed to the ageing clubhouse. Teignbridge Council says it would honour the work, but it would have to be done over 15 years. Our biggest problem is it has a very old slate roof with asbestos tiles. In the past few years, it has been patched up, but there are leaks. Under the current arrangement, Teignbridge Council contributes £4,000 towards the £8,000 cost of maintaining the green. If the club accepts a new lease, they would be liable for the whole annual cost with no help from the authority. Mr. Nicholas said, "We would already have a shortfall of £4,000 to find from our budget just to cover the costs of the green." He explained, as the club's membership was mainly pensioners, putting up the fees, which are currently £100 a year, would hit them hard and they could lose many members. Negotiations are taking place with the club and we hope to secure an amicable agreement, said a Teignbridge Council spokesman. Lawn bowls has been played in Dawlish for over 100 years. It is a low-impact activity that combines hand-eye coordination with cognitive skills and balance to get the asymmetrical bowls closest to the jack. It improves aerobic fitness and balance and can be done inside and outside at any age and physical activity, making it fully inclusive. I understand that current several Dawlish residents play in national events and one has tried to represent England. Councillor Petherick is calling on both Dawlish Town Council and Teignbridge Council to use some of the community infrastructure levy income they have received from new home building to meet the costs.
A man has been fined for using an electric scooter while over the drug drive limit and without insurance. Andrew Maddock, age 38, of Fairfield Terrace, Newton Abbot, appeared before magistrates accused of driving a motor vehicle with a proportion of a specified control drug above the specified limit. He pleaded guilty on April the 14th at Ford Close while exceeding the limit for the drug. On the same date, he also pleaded guilty to using the scooter without insurance. Magistrates in Plymouth banned him from driving for 12 months, fined him £350 and ordered him to pay £85 prosecution costs.
A man from Abbots Kerswell has been remanded on unconditional bail, facing charges of possession of drugs and breaching a criminal behaviour order. Robert Coase, 57, of Windsor Avenue, is accused of possessing a quantity of cannabis and cannabis resin in Torquay on July the 20th. He is further charged with breaching a criminal behaviour order on two occasions in July. The order was imposed by South and West Devon magistrates in December 2020. Coase is next due to appear in court on November the 9th.
Chedley man, facing a string of charges, has been remanded in custody. Cameron Clement, 24, of Spinners Square, is accused of common assault on a man on June 25th at Chedley, and two charges of criminal damage to property on the same date. He is further charged with stealing a bottle of Disaronno worth £39 at Chedley on June the 28th, and on September the 4th, he is accused of threatening abusive behaviour towards a police officer at Torquay Police Station. Clement will appear before magistrates on November the 30th.